Okay.
Good job.
I'm dyslexic, obviously, because I was transposing the numbers. Executive session was just finished. We didn't talk about anything. The Whartons, we have a agenda that we passed around. Anybody have anything you want to add to the agenda? Other than my misspelling of AccuConference on your new business? Okay. Anything to add? How about a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make the motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Any discussion about the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Public comments. Anybody have anything to say to us before we begin the meeting?
I might as well bring it up now. I looked at the September minutes. I was unable to be at that meeting. October, I guess. And under Fire Chief's report, there was no change in personnel. And I think it would be helpful if it could be updated on the website as to, you know, who is currently a member of the volunteer staff. I was under the impression that Gene Tomek had resigned, and he's still listed. That's all.
Okay. John?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. President's report. Looks like the traffic light's down, so everybody can speed through there whatever speed they want to, however fast they are. Things are pretty quiet, I think, so we'll just discuss everything we need to discuss during the board meeting. Secretary's report, Russ, you had sent around your minutes?
Yeah, the October minutes were sent off to the board for a review, posted up on the website. The audio file is there. We also got the treasurer's report up, so no corrections received.
Okay. Have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes, unless you would like to have Russ read the minutes.
I make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Darn.
Steve, second. Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Steve, treasurer's report.
First of all, is everybody receiving the information from either myself or from Adam? On a monthly basis. Yes, because I'm trying to forward it.
Sure. I'm not getting it.
No. You're not getting it.
I got it last month, but I didn't get it this month.
Not this month.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because I know I sent it out before I headed out of town. But that's weird. You would have gotten it prior months, but not.
Yeah, I didn't get it this month.
Okay, let me check on that.
Oh, bam.
If for some reason you don't receive it, send me a note.
Sure.
Right, I'll double check. Okay, October results, really nothing to mention, nothing unusual. It was a quiet month, very, very quiet. Our balance sheet still looks very, very good, $288,000 in assets, and nothing really major to report on the balance sheet. On the monthly income and expense for October, the income was slightly down $3,000 from the budgeted level, but we weren't expecting October to be a very significant month. It was kind of budgeted to be a sleeper. We did have two or three heavy-duty expenses that hit. We had a workers' comp expenditure that came through. That's just the insurance company billing us for it, which was $1,700. We had merchandise purchases for fundraising events of $1,200. And we had maintenance and repair, which I'm sure that Roger has already alluded to in his monthly report, of just under $2,700. So those were just timing issues. If you take a look at the year-to-date figures, we are very, very healthy at this point. The total income year-to-date is just under $50,000, and our budget was $39,000. So we're showing a little over $10,000 favorable income level to budget. on the expenses. I've gone down all the expenses on the year to date. Nothing really that looks way out of line. Some of the maintenance and repair, obviously, it's a timing effect, but total expenses is $5,000, almost $6,000 under budget. So income is over budget, expenses are under budget, and year to date we're $16,000 favorable on net income. I did send you folks an email. I hope you received it. I forget who it was, but one of our residents, I guess, had made purchases through Amazon, and Amazon has a program that they call Amazon Smile, and apparently a certain percentage of the purchases that you make of items that are considered to be within that basket of items called Amazon Smile, a certain percentage will revert back to an organization that you have highlighted. So whoever this individual was sent us the information, and I went ahead and followed up on it. And bottom line is that we now are a member of this Amazon.com Smile, where half of a percent of the price on eligible Amazon Smile purchases will be reimbursed back to us. So I think that we just need to somehow get that information either in newsletter form or, you know, obviously through the minutes, just to let the community know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that when they make a purchase at Amazon, they can designate WFPA that we now are a member. We have signed up.
How do they do that?
Do
you know the mechanics?
I don't know the mechanics. Very easy.
Okay.
You go to Amazon.com, somewhere in the top header, there'll be something about Smile. And depending, there was one time where I was actually, I think because I'd used it once before for Joellen's dog rescue, it had asked me, do you want to use Amazon Smile? So Amazon.com, Smile is on the top header. And you just click on it, and it's got it all figured out. You don't have to start over or anything like that. No matter where you are in the process, you can to Amazon Smile and check your, the organization you want it to go to, right? Very simple.
Is there a list of organizations, or do you type in the organizations that you want?
I'm not sure entirely, I'm not precisely sure on that, there's a search function where you find your organization.
Okay.
Imagine, it starts with, typing W,
Are we a WFPA or are we Walker Fire?
Walker Fire Protection Association.
Okay. Would they give it as a pseudonym for WFPA as well?
I chose not to use just the initials in the event that there was some other organization,
okay.
The Washington Friends of Political
Announcement. Okay. Looks like we're getting a look at it here.
So. There's a landing page with the French channel. I've never logged into Amazon here, so I don't remember my sign-in. But anyway, it's right across the top header.
Half a percent of it.
It's very easy.
Half a percent. 0.5%.
That's a penny on $2.
Yeah.
Who doesn't use them?
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I thought it was
well worth it.
Everybody spends a couple hundred bucks a year, that's right.
Well, no, I was going to say, I bet it could come back to us as a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, hidden money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, and you have a motion to accept the Treasurer's Report?
I'll make a motion to accept the Treasurer's Report.
Second.
Any discussion about the Treasurer's Report? All in favor of accepting the Treasurer's Report as presented? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Fire Chief Report. You want to discuss with the Fire Chief Report?
All right. So we had one call. It was a smoke investigation.
This paper's awful heavy.
Yes. Training. We had structure training and also training on traction splinting. Also related to training, we were given 15 free days at the Arizona Wildfire and Incident Management Academy. This is our share of the $19,000 that's given annually to the Academy by the County Board of Supervisors. Personnel, we may have two new recruits, one of whom came to our last training, and he's a full-timer, so, you know, hopefully he'll be interested in sticking with it. Communications, I don't know why I put this under communications, but we've been invited to participate in the Christmas parade on December 5th. We'll be attending Patrol 85. Training Officer Markham has volunteered to drive during the parade. Fleet. So a lot of this is follow-up, not new information. As discussed, we believe we found a suitable water tender to purchase. Station boss Haupt and firefighter Klimas checked out the truck. Additionally, Klimas was able to arrange a third-party inspection, which we've already discussed. The truck appears to be, the inspection appears will be free. There were no major issues discovered, a couple of minor issues which you've been informed of. The cost is $25,000 for the truck. It says here possibly an additional $2,000 for modifications. We've come to learn to be $1,500. That includes delivery of the truck, which should be next Saturday for our training. I say here we need to determine the logistics for issuing the check. We've kind of done that. I'll give Bill his name is Patrick Mann. I'll give Bill Patrick's phone number. Hopefully they can connect this early this week and get it moving so Patrick has time to get the modifications and get it up here on Saturday. We need to discuss, I have here, the disposition of Patrol 84. You know, hopefully there's time for that, and we can do that after I read through my report. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association, we met with the SAFER grant administrators, and the actual implementation of the grant looks like it will start in January. The next grant committee meeting, which consists of the administrator and all of the departments participating, is January 6th. There will be an open enrollment for grant benefits here at the station January 9th, coincident to the board meeting. Next item under Chief Association, firefighter Van Anna has arranged for us to get some hand-me-down climbing and TRT equipment from Central Yavapai that will come through the association's equipment swap, which I oversee. And this would be a good savings for us if it happens. Finally, it looks like I'm going to be elected the president of the group after all at the December meeting. Next up, facilities. Assistant Chief Keegan, Station Boss Hauk, replaced the batteries for the repeater, which the group doesn't know is a little outpost up on top of Spruce Mountain. They also refortified the building where it resides. There was a hole in the roof. It wasn't grounded properly in terms of protection from lightning. So a few dollars spent there, but it's now done, and obviously the batteries, I think it's 5 years for the batteries, but whatever, it's some lengthy period of time. Weather. This is just more of an education thing about El Nino. Is this something you want me to go over or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So at one of the meetings I went to, someone gave a pretty good but concise explanation of what El Nino is and what maybe we should expect. It looks like this El Nino will be quite extreme. Apparently the definition of an El Nino is at least a 2-degree rise in the ocean temperature, and the current increase is actually much more than that. It's 3.2 degrees. And for some perspective, the way this works, a tenth of a degree rise is a big move. Kind of like the scale is like the Richter scale for earthquakes. So the difference between 2 and 3.2, as El Niños go, is pretty substantial. You know, the obvious follow-up is, do we think that will mean a lot of snow or a lot of rain? And they weren't sure. Obviously, we had snow. And what was different, I thought I put this in here, I guess I didn't. What was different about the snow for being early snow is that it was very wet. Usually, at least in my experience, the early snow is pretty dry. It gets kind of progressively wetter through until it stops snowing. I don't know if anyone else has observed that, but that, in my time, that's kind of been the case. This was a very wet snow, so there you go. I have miscellaneous item here. I'm asking, and we've kind of talked a little bit about this offline, did the people who had two weddings at their house that we allowed to park at the station have a business of renting their property out for events? If so, do we want to do something about that for future events, like say no or require them to pay the department? Additionally, I've had a complaint that they're not taking down all of their signage, which I say here I will try to address. Bill has said he would make contact with them. I can't verify that all of their signage came down, but you know, someone made the point that it didn't. I don't know why they would say that to me if it wasn't true, but I can't verify it. And then finally, last meeting, next meeting, I will be out of town. So that's all I've got for the report. I would like to discuss the 284, but that's the report.
Okay. Let's deal with the parking and the wedding first. You know, just because I will talk to them. I know who they are, and I think the answer is, I don't think they're renting it out for the wedding. This was when the discussion I had with her, it was a friend that they were going to do the wedding. The other one was an anniversary, was their personal anniversary, the first one that they did. So I'll find out, and certainly neat about the sign. And the board, we can probably talk about whether or not we want to charge or do some kind of a fee like that. We haven't done that historically. We don't charge a WCAA for using the property. I don't think we do anyway. I'm aware of that.
Well, I mean, if they're renting it out, it's a commercial endeavor, and we're
they're
free riding us for their commercial endeavor as opposed to
if they are doing that, if that's what they're doing, then we can talk about it. But so do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I agree with Roger on that. If they are renting this out as part of a business and they do it several times a year, let's charge them for it. If they're making a profit off of it, they can share in the action. They're getting our parking space for free, and it affects us down here trying to use the dumpsters or doing whatever.
Sure.
However, they're blessed with some great reason to celebrate, and just let them have it. And if that's what it is.
Well, but I mean, you know, the WCA raises money here. We don't charge them. So, I mean, that's the thing.
But we can start.
I don't think that's going to happen. Even
I think it makes sense that if it is a commercial endeavor, you should check it out and find it.
Okay.
Charge accordingly.
Okay.
But if it's a personal thing, I think it's just a benefit for the community. We should allow them to do it.
Okay. Russ?
Nothing additional.
Okay. I'll talk to them and then I'll bring it back.
Okay.
And we can decide what you're going to do. 84. Is that the number you said?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do about it?
So you made this comment once, Bill, and I was quick to dismiss it, and then it kind of came back to me just in the last week or so. But the idea of donating the truck to Cherry Fire, this before my time here, apparently Walker was the beneficiary in this manner, where we had apparatus donated. I don't know the particulars of it, it's before my time. But it's a truck that doesn't get used. It's been on one incident for transport, it's of the old Type 6s. It's got 200 gallons versus the other two having 300 gallons. My predecessor and I argued very dramatically about, ever making that a Type 6. We don't use it at all. They don't have a Type 6. Where they are is similar to us, if not even tougher terrain. That's it. I'd like to do it for the reasons I just said. That's a difficult, complicated thing. I think from us, from the bottom up. But it's something I think we should do. I'm not going to be upset if we say no. They don't know about it or anything. anything like that, so there's no expectation.
Well, I think more as important as the fact that, you know, that we were the beneficiaries of this kind of generosity in the past, and this is an extra vehicle, basically,
yes.
And we have some long-range plans that we might be able to use this thing for, like putting over on the up with the potato patch, one of them, go up with the potato patch and one over there on the other side of the big bug. The name escapes me now.
Breezy
Pine.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing.
Yeah. That's Breezy Pine. But we still have two extra trucks that we could do that with.
Yes.
If you, and you have an issue about where to park this thing. You don't have space for it.
About where to park it.
I mean, to be clear,
no offense, but I think you've muddied it a little bit. We have three old Type 6s, and they don't really participate in too many calls. One of them is, if Potato Patch ever gets it together, one of them is obligated to Potato Patch, one of the three.
Right.
The one that's in the Big Bug station now is going to come out of there. There's not room for both vehicles. So if we give one of them, and for a moment, let's say it doesn't matter. If we've got three, if we give one of them away, we still have two, and then we have room for those two behind 85 in here and
in the
museum in back. So if Potato Patch ever gets it together, fantastic. We've got one to give them. Breezy Pine, I mean, I don't know what happened. They just seemed to lose interest. But should that ever rekindle, you know, as of now, we've got one to give them. I mean, the obstacle, so I don't see that happening. But
that's a long way in the future. Potato Patch, or even Ringler up there in Mountain Pine Acres, I don't know if he was interested. He has a truck, I guess. But and the other question is, does this truck have value? Is this a cabs unit truck, compressed air foam? And versus rather one of the others that doesn't have compressed air foam, or can you take that compressed air foam off of that? And I don't know what your status is or your opinion is about compressed air foam. And is it important to have it or not have it? Rather, is it more beneficial to have compressed air foam than not?
It certainly can be. If we give away one of the three. You know, again, let's assume it doesn't matter which one of the three for a moment.
Right.
You know, the three don't really go on incidents.
Right.
That dynamic doesn't change. We've got 85, which is, you know, superior pumping, and that's not compressed air, but it's better pump, you know, much better.
Right.
And more reliable. We take engine 86, and there's a structure component, you know, that's the most water of all of our trucks in 1,000 GPM pump, and we take Patrol 80. I mean, that's, you know, if it's bigger than that, we even on small fires, we had a tree fire. We had the Forest Service and Groom Creek, for a fire the size of this room. So actually, it's smaller than this room. That's where it's still, you know, these trucks aren't going. It's not like we're rotating out a frontline truck. What we're getting rid of is the one that is 200-gallon capacity versus the 300-gallon.
Right.
And the one that we're keeping, one of them is CAFS, and one of them has probably the best, if we had whatever the worst road in Walker is, that would want to be where I would take Patrol 83.
In terms of the value of the truck, is there any value in that truck to sell it to some department that wants it, and what would it bring if we were to sell it?
Don't know what we would get in value. I mean, it's about a 25-year-old truck the miles aren't crazy, but I think it's about 150 or 125.
Right.
The CAS unit we wildly overpaid for, and that was part of the... So I don't know what the value of that is. No, I have no idea what the value of it is.
And I think that was like a $2,000, $2,500 purchase rate for that cabs unit.
No.
More than that.
It was $8,000.
$8,000.
Do you know if it's fully depreciated at this point? Literally off the books?
I'm not being a wise guy. Do we depreciate anything?
Yeah, we have. have a list of depreciation, but I don't know that it comes off.
Yeah, but I mean, we actually...
I don't know what's on the depreciation schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, haven't we talked about this? We don't actually
no.
follow proper, you know...
Yeah, that's right. Well,
we got a line item that's called machinery and equipment and one that's called vehicles.
And then there's also one here for accumulated depreciation.
Yeah.
So it's something he started to do, and the accumulated we have, okay, our vehicles are $189,000, $189,000, and the building's $98,000, whatever it is. We have a $211,000 depreciation. I don't know if that includes the building and the land.
How long have we had it?
Well, it's been around for a long time.
So it went from being a fire truck to just a pickup truck, mm-hmm. back to a fire truck,
yeah.
which is where it is now. It was around when I joined in 2003. I don't know when we got it.
I'm just trying to think, you know, an $8,000 purchase.
Was it
the $8,000 was for the equipment on the back of it.
Yeah, that was in 2000, probably 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
That makes sense.
Money
to
the
I was here then. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize we paid that much money for it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's probably about a $5,000 unit at the time.
Right. And it would probably be, what, a $2,500 unit now? And so you're talking, we really don't know.
I don't have a basis
any
to
value.
Know.
And who would buy, it would take a truck like Juniper Pines or whatever we're talking about.
It's been in the equipment exchange for sale, and no one has expressed any interest. I've had
right.
two conversations about it.
Okay.
Cherry can't afford it. Juniper Woods thought we were giving it away.
Right.
The reason why I'm saying Cherry is that they were first to express interest.
Right. Okay. Well, I personally don't have any objection to donating it. I just have to, get sense from the board here in terms of what you think in terms of what we do. It's extra for us, I believe. And I think that the goodwill that you get from a donation like that would be tremendous in the community, although we're making great strides in that arena already with the way Roger's been handling things. So,
just a question on the CAF unit. I know we overpaid for it, but it's the newest of the CAF units, am I correct? It's the newer?
We bought it used. I don't know.
We bought it used?
Yes, we bought it from Bob Curran. I don't know if it is older or it's different than the other one, but I have no idea if it's older or newer.
We have to, whichever is the better of the two, I would keep.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do a transfer without too much expense and changing plumbing or whatever. But I have no objection to donating it to Cherry.
I believe it to be 81, coincidentally. There's an issue with a fan exposed on the one in 84. And I believe it to be 81,
okay.
Which is just a coincidence.
Okay. Yeah, I have no objection.
I've lost the numbers now. So the truck you're talking about is
Control 84, part
84,
right there.
And then 81 is the one that's not the CAVS unit.
It is a CAVS unit.
It's
stuff at Big Buck.
Stuff at Big Buck. And then the other one that's non-CAVS.
Is 83.
It's 83. Back over there.
Right.
But can that CAVS unit be pushed onto 83 and 83's put onto the 81? And then so you wouldn't be giving away the CAVS unit necessarily, but you'd be giving away a foam unit, but it wouldn't be.
What would be involved in that. I can look into it. I don't know what's involved with that.
And is having a CAVS unit, which increases the water,
the ability
of the water, whatever.
Suppress something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, depending on who you talk to, my understanding is that when you add foam, it doubles the water. If it's compressed air foam, it triples the water. Mm-hmm. So, there is a diminishing return effect, but yes, there is an enhanced effect. But it's still, just as a reminder, we're still talking about which are the best two trucks to leave at the station when we go on a fire.
Right. Yeah. Okay, but the 200-gallon CAVS unit truck is the equivalent of 600 gallons of water. The 300-gallon is still equivalent to 300 gallons of water because it's twice the water.
Right? 600, yeah.
Yeah, so the numbers are the same.
Yeah.
You don't, you would gain or lose. in terms of theoretical use
right.
of the water. Okay. Okay. Dan?
I agree with Roger. He knows what he needs and what he doesn't need. So I think if he doesn't think this is the best one to get rid of and donate, that sounds like a good idea.
So what, in terms of donating it versus trying to sell it, or, you know, what your
position is? I'd say donate it. It sounds like we're trying to get one donated to us, that the other water truck, and that's been kind of a pain.
Yeah.
Likewise, I defer to Roger. The only question, I guess, and only because I wasn't here last month to hear what the update was, is there an advantage to seeing what Potato Patch, our next-door neighbor, versus, you know, donating it as a goodwill gesture to somebody else down the road?
Well, I mean, I'd be following you entirely, but if Potato Patch calls us today and says, station's built, bring it on up, be Patrol 81.
Okay, all right. Then I would say donate it.
Okay. Russ?
I think the only question is, does it do anything with our insurance rating?
Rush trucks don't move the needle.
Then, okay. Yeah, we should extend the goodwill that we've received.
Okay. Okay. I don't object to this. I think it's fine. But what I do like to do is, I don't like to vote on something that's presented at the meeting that we're voting on it at. I mean, there's no rush to do this, I don't suppose, unless you have this truck sitting out. After you get the water truck, then you'll have some storage issue for this.
There will be a storage issue.
For a month.
Dan said, you know, he can make it work, you know, for, you know, he can physically get both of them in there. It's just not, you know, a safe thing for us to do regularly. So
right.
If your preference is to wait a month, that's fine. I won't be at the next meeting as a reminder. Let's see. I'm going to be in Hawaii. I can call in for that part of the meeting. I'll certainly be up at that hour. But I mean, no reason not to table it. If you want to, you know, vote next month, cool. But I won't be here if that matters at all. It's fine if it doesn't.
It's just kind of a standard rule of thumb for me. I mean, in terms of, I don't,
okay.
I think that, because there's two board members that aren't here,
okay.
But, you know, obviously you have, I think everybody is in agreement that it's your decision to make, start us about whether or not to get rid of it, and then we have to help you approve that, if it's going to be donated or if we're going to try to sell it, and because it is an asset, if it has some value, $3,000 to $5,000, I suspect, but you said you've had it out for sale, offered out, and there's been no interest in it. So it is something we need to fix and move. I don't know if that's the question. It's just whether or not I just don't like to do things that way, because the next time something comes up, it may be more controversial.
Okay.
And just as a practice, I like to see it. We have a discussion. We've had the discussion. But you guys can override me. You know, I'm not the king here. If you want to make the motion to donate the truck and pass it, you can. But it would be my request that you wait a month.
My thought on that is it going to change in a month? Okay, maybe John and Rudy will be at the next meeting. Rudy is very practical. John is very practical. Okay, we are basically paying it forward by doing this for Cherry. Okay, and at my house, anyway, Thanksgiving, that Thanksgiving week is usually when we get our first heavy snow, and usually it's about 30 inches. Okay, and if we're going to have that type, we don't need a vehicle sitting out, and if it's not safe to have both vehicles in the barn up there, why wait?
Okay.
And just as a point of information, what wouldn't be safe is getting them out in a pinch. You know, like if there's an incident, it would take... You know, a little more time. So, sorry if I misled you on that, but it'd be getting them out, not getting them in.
I understood.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Okay. Make the motion.
I make a motion that we donate Patrol 84 to Cherry.
Okay. So let's, that's it. It's like a two-sentence motion. All right. Okay. What is this called? Engine?
No, it's Patrol 84.
Patrol 84. To carry. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Any more discussion about it? Terry? Dan?
No.
Hmm? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Call Terry.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else in the car chief's report? We did have a little question. Steve and I were talking in terms of the budget. The budget's an imprecise document, obviously. And it appears that we did not budget anything for medical training.
We were having a discussion about Mark Keaton and this thing.
Okay.
And, there's no budget line item for medical training that I see. What I see is this, you know, I don't have a big budget in front of me. I just have what's been budgeted to date. Plus, aren't we paying for some EMT refresher training as well?
Yes, I don't recall separating out medical training from training.
I agree. I think that may be the question, and we do have firefighting expenses, and we do have training, and we have a budget of $500 for training for firefighters. Unless there's another item someplace,
I don't think
training.
That there is.
There wasn't.
I think the reason we voted on Mark Segan was because it was outside, the $500 must be based on, some average over time as making sense.
Okay.
And like the, some of the other things, we get most of Wildfire Academy, for free. Anytime we send someone down to a thing in Phoenix, that's for free. So this is kind of an outside event. The refresher, that's been offered. I think I've offered that to the group, but we've got a few that are coming up. I took advantage of that, we've got a few that are coming up for EMT refresher. Mark, I don't know if he's going to turn in receipts or not. I made a comment to him about it, and he just kind of gave a wry smile. And I don't know that he's going to take us up on that.
Okay. Well, this is just housekeeping. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with.
But that's my recollection. Is one line item.
A crazy opportunity to sit here and actually read through this thing, before the meeting starts, and then see that there's a medical training line item. We don't need to have that in here if we're going to lump it all under training. And you had $500 over here for training. You haven't used it, and it's not been spent. It's still unused. So that's something we need to talk about when we do the budget again next year. Okay. Anything else that we have a motion to approve the. Did we already do that?
No.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to which you approve the fire chief's report.
Okay. This can. Oh, there you go, Russ. Tired of arguing with this. Okay. Committee reports. I don't think any committee. There's no. I'm the only committee, I think, that's here for the Walker Trash. I want to mention Walker Trash. Looks like we have about $9,200 in the account. We've had some volume issues again. We were collecting once a week. We have six bins out there. We had some volume issues. I don't know if that was the last gas before the winter, but what we did was we took two out and left four, and we're doing twice a week. So they will come Monday, Saturday is when they come. Tuesday, Saturday, so take care of the weekenders when they come up. And they were emptied already this morning, so I don't know what the volume was. But it appears from this, especially since John, I think, has cut the insurance costs, drastically, because we're not doing one of the big expensive insurance policy. We're doing the liability policy, not necessarily the hazardous material thing, which cuts the value there or the cost there. So where we've been getting $6,000 and $7,000 out of the Walker Trash, we probably should get $8,000 or $9,000. Into the budget. We'll see again you know, in December as the new subscriptions start to come in. So the Walker Trash, it's been kind of a nuisance for Shad and Linda and for you that come down to have to clean up where people are still dumping construction debris. It's almost impossible to police. You know, we had to go through the video and then be able to identify people. If somebody sees something, appreciate it. We're losing locks. People don't lock the locks. And Patriot and Sales sometimes knock the locks off. And they're the ones that actually, if you see a bin that's been damaged, it's done by Patriot. When they dump it, they're not being careful when they dump it, because they don't normally have lock bars on these size units. So when they hit them against the side of the truck, it knocks them out of line.
Can I comment on something?
Sure.
Just about every time I come down, one of the padlocks, the combination is already dialed in.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is pull on it.
Yeah.
And it's open.
Yeah.
That's at least one. Time I came down and every one of them was set that way.
Yeah. I don't know if it's done intentionally. It's just too much to worry about.
Yeah.
And it's someone takes locks. Somebody leaves the locks unlocked. Somebody is dumping trash. I mean, construction debris. It's such an easy, it's such a convenient thing to have. Sometimes it's been somebody put a kitchen sink in there last year, literally, and a dishwasher and some other crap in there. So it's hardly any way to stop it. If I happen to catch somebody doing it, then that's a different issue. But unless you want to sit out there and watch the garbage dumpsters, it's a good service. Okay. Old business. I think it's the committee's, John's not here for his fundraising. And the merchandise, I haven't been able to get with Vern to talk about what we're going to do. I have the list of everything, but one of these days I'll get up here and get with Vern and we'll order more merchandise. The fall newsletter, he is ready to go with this. I had expected to have it this morning, but as I'm driving up, I remembered I need to give him the results of the election. Russ has agreed that he'll look those up, and he doesn't have it. We didn't have a paragraph for the election in May. It may have already been, wasn't announced in the previous newsletter, because this is the first newsletter since that. So the newsletter will certainly be gone by the end of November. He will distribute it to us to look at. We've included some articles from local people. We have pictures. We have some online pictures, some bear pictures. We got some raccoon pictures, and we got some local interest stuff that we will add into the newsletter. So we will add.
We will add your
thing.
Amazon
I got
Smile.
That. I have that note here about Amazon Smile.
That would be great.
And the perfect timing for that. So if there's anything that you want to add into the newsletter, now's the time to do it, because he's in the final stages of getting it done. So, you have anything else? Anything else that you want to do, Roger? He has your report is there and already included it. Okay. Okay. In terms of new business,
I apologize, and maybe new business. Did we actually vote on the truck? And I spaced out.
You spaced out.
Okay. We voted on it?
You were
okay.
I was saying, wait a month, and they overrid me.
No,
they
dethroned me. I think he's looking at the buying truck.
Oh, donated the truck. Oh, no, we did.
Buying the
truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's going to move the buy
the good idea to vote on that.
All right.
Since it's going to be here this Saturday.
So I'm not the other.
Okay, so who moves to buy the truck?
I move that we buy the new water,
okay.
The new water tender.
Put a value on it. $25,000.
$25,000.
We're giving $30,000 in case he has to spend something else.
Well, we've got the money.
Let's not put that much squish in the motion.
What would you want?
27.
Okay.
I make a motion that we buy the new water tender for $27,000.
I second.
Any discussion about that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay, new business AccuConference. We got a call or somehow some communication from AccuConference that says they're going to start charging 25 cents a day or something for every recording that we have stored with them. Russ had a discussion with them about that. They said that's their new policy. It's not our contract with them. We don't know what that's going to end up as. Whether or not the ACCU conference is it's not very expensive. What did Russ?
The last bill that they sent us was for
$1.89.
And that was for our usage for October. There were only two calls. So they haven't charged us anything. And you know, I did look at that report. It is coming out of a Bank of America account, which we don't have a B of A account, do we?
I wonder if Greg is still paying for it.
I wonder if he is.
Okay.
Doesn't list who, just has an account number, B of A account.
All right. But at any rate, it's probably not a bad idea to discuss whether or not we need to have the call-in feature. Nobody ever uses it to speak of. It was Paul Neese that used it a couple of times back in the day in 2010 or so. I think that Russ has called in a couple of times when he's been gone. I've used it once. If it's costing Greg $1.50 a month, I don't object to that. But if it's going to cost anything more than that, I don't know that it's worth doing. What do you think about the call-in capability?
I'm just going back to my time as a secretary where we had what Russ is doing, where
yeah.
the printed record, and there was one occasion I remember that the recording, there was a question on what was actually said, what I had written down, and what was actually said on the recording. And we were able to go back to the recording and verify because it was a very contested, it was a nasty issue. I don't remember what it was now, but
yeah.
I remember the fists
sure.
were ready to fly. And the recording satisfied everybody involved. So I would lean toward some type of a recording device, whether we do our own recording and or we stay with this.
Same. Sounds good.
About the call-in feature?
Well, recording of some kind.
Right, but the call-in feature, how about that?
It's not going to go faster, but more than $1.88. Yeah. And then somebody else is paying for it.
Steve,
I agree with that.
Yeah,
yeah, I think there's benefit in the recordings. And, you know, at the end of the year, I've been actually taking all the recordings for the year, putting them on a CD, and filing it away. If we wanted to get rid of what's out there now, we're still safe.
Okay.
Right, we still have something to reference. Plus, we have a backup on the website as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
we should consider body cams.
Why what?
Body cams.
Body cams.
Yeah.
Well, I know that when this thing didn't work a couple of months ago, whenever it was, and I used the
yeah.
telephone, it worked. The recording was fine. Russ said he had maybe a little trouble hearing some of it, but I didn't have any trouble hearing it on the recording of my phone. There's all kinds of digital recorders that we can use. And I suppose there's other services besides ACCU Conference for doing this, GoToMeeting and that sort of thing. There's other things available if this becomes problematic. So, but
was, the concern was charging for storing old
yeah,
stuff.
Old stuff yeah.
Yeah. Within your, what you just said, doesn't that mitigate it?
Yeah, you know, I have never removed any of the recordings from there. So I kind of inherited what I've gotten, you know, for the last 3+ years,
uh-huh.
plus what we added, you know. I mean, we could get rid of those old recordings and, you know, just avoid the charge at all.
Yeah.
And just maybe just keep the current year there until we, you know, get the end of the year, copy them off to the CD like I've been doing.
Is there a statute of limitations on how long a board needs to keep minutes?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any requirement that you keep minutes, but you don't necessarily keep recordings. So,
yeah.
Because the minutes are approved the following, so I don't know what that
means. I mean, is anything like the one we use for one of my jobs? Deleting it is just clicking on the X.
Right.
And it's
yeah.
gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing here. Okay. So, just as a point of information, we may be facing that issue with ACCU Conference if for some reason it becomes a big bill. Because it's 25 cents a day for recordings. Adds
yeah.
up pretty damn fast.
But
so
for right now, we're just going to leave it
the way. Just leave it the way it is.
Yeah.
Just something that's perking along out there.
Yeah.
That, you know. Okay. Announcements, community announcements. Anybody have any announcements? Firewise, WCAA, others? Any public forum, anything you want to say other than an announcement?
Nope.
other than what you had said earlier. Okay, Victoria, you talked about the change in personnel and updating the website for the firefighters. I think in the past they had firefighters listed, and there may be more than one on there that's not current. I don't know how much effort there's been made with Chris and to get Roger's list of firefighters on the website. I don't know that. I don't know why they did that in the first place, other than if you want to have the firefighters listed on the website.
I go months and months at a time without ever thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. And is it a good idea to have the firefighters identified? Do they want to be identified on the website as volunteers?
Literally never come up.
Never come up. Okay. So if we're going to have it there, then we should have it up to date. If we're not going to do it, then we shouldn't we have to worry about it. So do you have any thoughts in terms of
that? Yeah, I think the firefighters, if we're going to do this, put their names on there, the firefighters need to be asked individually. Do you want to be identified and have your name out in the public? I don't see a reason why one would not, but there may be. Okay, so that's just my thought on it.
Dan?
I agree. Same way. Makes sense.
Russ?
That's fine.
Okay. I don't know what kind of resource that is for people to use and look to see what the firefighters are. We have the numbers that Roger gives us about how many number of firefighters we have. I'm sure there are some that like to see who the firefighters are, who the volunteers are. But I think that's a good idea, a good thought. Terry, in terms of, why don't you check with your firefighters, tell them that we do have a list listed on the website in your email thing. See if they object to that. And then we will use your list. You just update it with us once in a while, and we'll give it to Chris, and you give it to Chris. Whenever there's a change, just give it to him, and he'll just update it.
Path of least resistance, just to not have it on there?
Yes, I think that's the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because it changes, right? I mean, you have guys that are there and not there.
In theory, we could be hyperactive. You know, one guy was gone for 2 months.
Right.
Oh, I wonder if he. That turned out he had a family issue. Got out of state.
Sure.
And he, put his life on hold for a family member.
Okay.
I'm not going to make a day of it every day.
Okay.
But okay.
So how does that leave? We're not going to do it.
It seems like passive police resistance is not having.
Got a motion to that effect? We need a motion?
Doesn't sound like a,
I don't think there's a motion.
Okay.
We're
changing the website because it's been on there for years. It hasn't been necessarily active for years, but it's been on there for years.
Okay, how do you want the motion to sound?
It said that we eliminate the list of firefighters, volunteer firefighters from the website.
Okay, I make a motion. We eliminate the list of volunteer firefighters from the website.
I'll second.
Want to discuss this? Any discussion?
I think we already have.
Yeah, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So that's a simple solution. Okay. All right. Anything else? Move to adjourn. You have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, let's see. Terry went to sleep.
I'm writing. I don't multitask anymore, but I will second.
Okay. Have a you second it, though?
I second, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.